LLM Integration Patterns for Enterprise.
I reviewed 3 failed LLM pilots last month. None failed because GPT-4 wasn't smart enough. They failed because the architecture treated a probabilistic model like a deterministic database. That mistake shows up early and quietly. A simple API call here, a prompt template there, a successful demo in front of leadership. Then governance arrives, then audit,
then cost reports,
then production traffic.
And that's when the system collapses. Not because the model failed, but because the enterprise assumptions finally caught up with it. After building and dismantling multiple LLM integrations across regulated industries, public sector programs, and large engineering organizations, one pattern keeps repeating.
LLMs do not integrate into enterprises like APIs. They integrate like critical infrastructure. Almost every team starts the same way. The application calls an LLM endpoint directly. Secrets live in configuration. Logs are minimal.
Everything feels lightweight. It works. Right up until the first security review.
Direct integration fails the moment you need centralized identity, cost attribution, or request traceability. Once you need to explain who sent what data from where and under which policy, you're already too late.
The Azure documentation doesn't explicitly warn you about this, but direct calls create operational risk faster than they create value. I only tolerate this pattern for tightly scoped internal tools with no compliance footprint. Anything business critical turns into technical debt almost immediately.
Every serious enterprise deployment I've seen converges on a gateway.
Not because it's elegant, but because it's unavoidable.
In Azure, this almost always leads to API management.
Not for routing, for policies.
Being able to inject a validate JWT policy, enforce tenant-level throttling, or apply a custom PII scrubbing rule before a request ever touches an OpenAI quota is the only way I've seen deployments survive a CISO review.
This gateway becomes the control plane for everything that matters.
Identity enforcement.
Cost attribution.
Rate limiting.
Request inspection.
Model abstraction.
Once applications talk to capabilities instead of models, architectural conversations finally become possible. I see retrieval augmented generation described as LLM integration all the time.
That framing is wrong. RAG is a distributed system with an LLM component, and most failures happen far away from the prompt.
In production Azure environments, the pattern that holds looks boring and deliberate.
Azure functions for deterministic document normalization.
Azure Data Factory for controlled ingestion runs.
Storage accounts segmented by data classification.
Vector stores deployed strictly in approved regions.
Identity propagated from caller through retriever to model.
The undocumented landmine is retrieval.
If retrieval is not identity aware, you are leaking data, even if the UI never displays it.
Auditors don't care where you hide it.
They care that it was retrieved.
Synchronous LLM calls work for chat interfaces.
They fail for enterprise workflows.
Anything involving document analysis, classification, enrichment, or summarization needs to be asynchronous from day one.
In practice, this means event-driven pipelines built with service bus, durable functions orchestrating retries and partial failures, and idempotent processing everywhere.
Synchronous processing feels fast during demos.
It breaks during incidents.
Asynchronous processing feels slower during demos.
It stays stable during incidents.
Latency impresses product managers.
Predictability keeps systems alive.
Tool calling looks powerful in demos.
In production, it's where governance collapses.
We killed a support agent pilot because the model occasionally decided to issue a refund instead of opening a ticket.
The compliance team didn't care about prompt probability.
Their view was simpler. If the system can hallucinate a refund, it will eventually hallucinate a fraud case.
Once framed that way, the discussion ended.
In regulated environments, tool invocation must be tightly bounded. Whitelisted operations, deterministic schemas, and explicit approval layers for anything state-changing.
Sometimes, the correct decision is to not allow tool calling at all.
The business still gets value.
The system just behaves like an enterprise system, not a demo.
In EU deployments, model quality is rarely the deciding factor.
Control planes are.
I recently blocked a deployment of a technically superior vector database.
Their EU region managed service was essentially a control plane in Virginia, pointing to a data plane in Frankfurt.
Under NIS2, that shared telemetry path is a non-starter for critical infrastructure.
The documentation was vague. The contract was clearer. The risk was obvious.
These decisions never show up in architecture diagrams.
They show up during audits and incident reviews, when it's already too late to redesign.
The most dangerous line in an enterprise budget is pay as you go.
LLM costs don't explode because people ask bad questions.
They explode because architecture allows unbounded behavior.
We enforce hard caps at the subscription level now.
Not soft alert.
Hard limits.
A recursive retry loop on a heavy RAG pipeline can burn a month's budget in a weekend.
I've seen it happen.
Successful patterns treat cost as a design constraint, not a reporting problem.
The other failure mode teams underestimate is model drift.
We build a prompt chain that worked perfectly on a pinned model snapshot.
When an alias moved underneath us, the JSON output structure changed just enough to break downstream parsers.
Nothing crashed immediately.
Data quality degraded silently.
We now pin everything to explicit snapshot versions.
Never latest. Never aliases.
Stability matters more than novelty once real workflows depend on outputs.
Logging prompts is easy.
Understanding system behavior is not.
In production, we track token usage per workload, retrieval hit rates, latency distributions, failure modes, and cost per business capability.
Azure Monitor and Application Insights handle the mechanics.
The discipline is deciding what questions you must always be able to answer.
When leadership asks why costs increased,
users are asking more questions,
is not an acceptable response.
What would I do again?
Always start with a gateway.
Make identity propagation non-negotiable.
Design for asynchronous workflows from day one.
What would I avoid?
Embedding model-specific logic in application code.
Synchronous LLM calls in batch workflows.
Treating prompts as configuration instead of code.
The pattern is consistent.
LLMs succeed in enterprise when they are treated like infrastructure.
They fail when they're treated like magic.
Generative AI is magic.
But in the enterprise, magic is just another word for unmitigated risk.
Thank you for listening.
If this article resonates and you're navigating similar challenges, you're not alone.
I've helped Fortune 500 organizations design and implement multi-cloud and AI architectures that survive security reviews, audits, and real production traffic.
If you need help shaping your multi-cloud or LLM strategy, let's discuss how I can help your organization move forward with clarity, governance, and confidence.